Roots of Armodoxy, Memory in DNA. She remembered the railroad tracks and the mountains. During the Armenian Genocide, 1.5 million Armenians were brutally slaughtered, and a greater number of Armenians were exiled from their historic homeland, creating the Armenian diaspora, with representation in almost every country on earth. When a member of that diaspora visits Armenia for the first time, Armenian DNA returns to the land after a century in exile. A dear friend recently made a pilgrimage with us to Armenia. She came with a story of a memory. Her mother's mother was from Gyumri and remembered two distinct images from the landscape, the railroad tracks and the mountains. A child's vantage point is skewed. From a small stature, always looking up at adults and the world seems different than when, say, as an adult, standing 6 feet off of the ground, the same scenery and objects are viewed. And so in Gyumri, we searched, viewing as a child, compensating for the parallax view, and invoking images in our mind's eye of a century before. We searched for what may have been the spot where this child's memory focused, the railroad tracks that reached for the horizon only to find the mountain. And there it was, tracks and a mountain. The mind has a way of protecting itself from huge traumatic events. It will compartmentalize the memories of the genocide and images from mass exodus, but it will remember, and quite vividly, those things which are precious and give definition to life. They are the sacred spaces in our lives. The train tracks were a connection to home, and the mountain range was home. Over 100 years later, the DNA and the memories embedded within its double helix returned from where it was taken. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, we read that when Jesus was 12 years old on a trip to Jerusalem with Joseph and Mary, he lingered behind. Joseph and Mary searched for 3 days and found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers, says the evangelist. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I sought you anxiously." And Jesus said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's house?" Some memories honor the past. Others celebrate them, while still others hinder us from moving forward. In Gyumri, we found these memories, and we returned one as well, one which identified this land as sacred and holy, as the place where life began. This week, we've been looking at how these memories define who we are and how we interact. Armodoxy asks us to look at land not as possessions, but as sacred spaces that define and give meaning to life. They are created by the holy memories that we hold in our heart. War becomes obsolete because the goal is no longer to acquire more land, but to celebrate the sacredness that belongs to us all. Let us pray. I beseech you, Lord God, through your divine blessings and pleasing graces, enlighten my mind and allow me to love you with all my heart, and through your irrefutable might, lead me on the path of your will and your commandments. You are my hope and refuge. You are my salvation. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Bosca, and we hope you've been blessed by this series, Memories from Gyumri. This concludes the fifth part of a five-part series. If you missed any of it, they are all available and archived at epostle.net. While you're there, check out all the great programming. That's Apostle with an E. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe, epostle.net.